Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. During this time of year, when darkness just seems to be celebrated, and I think part of why you see all of these TV shows and movies that are just so horrifically demonic, but to me it speaks to the people are really searching, because the fact that they're so interested in that spiritual realm, when you get past the fact, the horror of it, it's like, there are people who are deeply searching, aren't there?
Deeply searching. In my youth, I was so attracted to the occult. I, you know, always wanted to play with a Ouija board, or I wanted to, I remember looking for a roommate when I was, about 19 years old, looking for a roommate. And I stopped by a girl's apartment, and there was something about it that wasn't quite right, and I wasn't a believer. I was lost as lost could be. Even I knew something was wrong with that apartment. And I finally said to her, "What is it you do exactly?" She said, "Oh, I'm a witch." And I said, "Really?" She said, "Oh, yes." Even then, God was intervening for me, even though I did not know him. He certainly knew me. And he was stirring inside me enough to make even me, bad girl, step back and go, "Wow, okay, I'm not willing to go there." But those things do have appeal. And they're made to look very appealing. They're full of light and color and excitement and music and spectacle and all of that. Or even if they're the opposite, if they're dark and mysterious and spooky, all those things have great appeal. But you know what? They appeal to the flesh, not the spirit. And if we'll listen to the Spirit, the Holy Spirit will keep us out of that stuff for sure. A wise man fears the Lord and shuns evil. That's Proverbs 14:16. And I'm all about the positive. You know me. So I think one of the things we do is we look for what, positively speaking, October is. First of all, it is my favorite month of the year because it is so spectacularly beautiful. Mm-hmm. At least here in the northern hemisphere, you know, where we get all of our trees changing, and we just had our biggest weekend this past weekend. Today, of course, rain, and all the leaves are coming down, and we're looking at November. But the beauty of October and the glories of God's creation, I don't think are ever more evident. Every tree is like a paintbrush. The sky is a blue that it never is any other month of the year. I think it's opportunities to do some really powerful and positive things to direct our attention away from the witches and the ghosts and the goblins and all the dark things. So that's the first thing, I think, is to look what's positive about the month for your family and for yourself.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.